Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesarino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of October 19th, 2021, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Yeah, that's right. News AF. We've got a lot of great stuff to talk about here today with our old friends, the News AF panel, here with us once again to talk about everything that's happening this week. In the shadow of a wonderful painting, here is Pickleball's top influencer, Tyson Apostle.
What's up, everybody? I'm happy to be here. As you can see, if you're watching this live, which everybody who we're talking to currently right now would be, I got the lion painting back.
And to everybody in the future. Yeah.
Much to the chagrin of Rachel, what happened was she took it from me, unbeknownst to me, offered it up as a white elephant gift for a friend to take to a party. They got to the party. The lion painting was by far the best gift, which is garbage. I hate going to a white elephant gifting thing and you have like a really dope gift to give and everybody else does not. And then the people who took it, I said, okay, because I contacted the people Rachel gave it to. I said, whoever takes it, you find out from them if they're not really going to present it in their house above their mantle or whatever, they have to give it back. And so the people who took it said they loved it. They wanted it. I inquired of it. They said it was in their attic. And I said, we have to take it.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. So I told my friends to go get the lion painting back and did not approve any of this with Rachel.
And Rachel, you broke into their house in the dead of night?
No, I said I asked the people we gave it to ask their friends to give it back if it's just sitting in the attic. But they already knew the deal. If they're not using it's coming back to me. And they said, oh, it's in the attic in the back. And they said, okay, can Tyson have it back then? And they said, yes. So they got it out and it eventually showed up back at my house, a little worse for the wear, but still gorgeous. And I'm happy to have it back.
Has Rachel seen it yet?
Yes. Okay. And she is displeased, quite displeased. But, you know, it's just one more thing.
Yes. I know. And
it's just one more thing.
Yeah.
That she's displeased about.
Does the lion painting, having it back in your possession, make you happier than it makes Rachel unhappy to have it?
I think her being unhappy about it is what makes me happy about it.
Yeah, I can relate.
That's great. That's not the pleasure I would have expected you to be getting from a painting, but it works. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, let's bring in a man who, I don't think has any paintings that upset his significant other, but does sit in front of a painting every week. It's Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Good. She buys all the painting. If I had money, though, real money, like money, the kind of money you set on fire, I would commission paintings and they would upset her.
What sort of paintings would you commission that would upset
Liz? Like me in heroic scenes throughout history, you know, with sensual women at my feet in almost every single one. I could throw her face on them, but the hair is going to be different.
The body's not going to be hers.
Yeah, it's going to be very voluptuous. So I imagine that she would be upset, but currently no, I don't have the means to upset her.
Daddy, if by chance, this lion painting has to leave the house, can I give it to you? Will you put it up behind you there?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I've got no problem with that.
So if worse comes to worse and it's, either Rachel in the painting and I choose the painting, but then Rachel somehow gets rid of it anyways, I'll try and get it to you.
Eventually, Netflix will make a documentary about this painting and the many places it has gone.
Like the Red Violin?
I never saw that, but yeah, it's probably the same idea.
Okay, cool.
any hour of the night, Danny Tyson could call you like, oh boy, Rachel's really mad. Tyson, it's 3 a.m. Like, look, you got to come get the painting.
No, he's not coming to get it. I'm shipping it or taking it to him. I'm taking it on an airplane. How great would that be?
That would be great.
I have to carry that onto the plane.
Wow. Tell them it's your service painting. Yeah. Service painting. This is my service. I have to have my eyes on this at all times to calm me down.
It's the only thing that calms me down when I fly. I bet you don't even have to have papers for that thing, dude. You could just be like, it needs its own seat.
I bet you can get an online doctor. Sir,
we're
going
to need
papers.
To stow that. That is just way too big. We can't have
I'll
that.
I'll freak out. No, it's the only thing that calms me down.
Need a seat in the bulkhead or wherever it is where you have the flat wall in front of you. Then you need it to be hung where they normally put up the baby's crib. And that's how it has to be. Mm-hmm. And you have a note from a Ukrainian doctor.
Where they normally put up the baby's crib?
Have you ever never seen those? Like some of those flat spaces, they have a little hook and they put up little cribs.
I've never seen that. No that's... I mean, you must be flying definitely a different class than Rob and myself are.
No, it was Coach. I watched it just this last trip.
Coach on like Dubai platinum level.
No. This is Delta. So this is as Coach as it comes. Okay. And they had like a little place. They propped it up. Or they hooked it up, I swear. And then the lady put her baby in it. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness, because that baby was going to be loud otherwise. But take your painting, put it up, tell them it's a service painting, get a note from an online doctor, and I think that you'd be fine. Bring it to my house, and we will have a ceremony, an unveiling. We'll put it up here, get some, I don't know, velvet curtains or whatever to put over it, and then ta-da!
Definitely. Mm-hmm. It's been about 9 months that we haven't had the painting, so it's crazy that it came back to me.
Does she not like it because you're just always aroused with that painting around?
Like fully torqued everywhere I go. And she's she doesn't like it because it's not from Big Lots like these.
Oh, yeah. Or IKEA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't it done?
The Big Lots gallery.
Yeah. This is the Big Lots gallery.
Wasn't it painted by a friend?
No, my neighbor gave it to me because he saw my wedding ring, which had a lion on it.
Oh, okay. So very personal gift.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a lot of news stories to get to. It is almost Halloween time. Halloween is right around the corner. We are less than 2 weeks away. Tyson, do you have any plans for a family costume this year?
Yes.
Yes. Is it top secret? Can you tell us?
No. No, we can tell you. We had a very difficult time finding costumes.
Yeah, supply chain.
Yeah, so we just bought the first thing we could find. We were going to go as dinosaurs, a full dinosaur family.
Yep,
cool.
Couldn't find dinosaur costumes. So we went to Target one day, and they had four unicorn onesies all in our size. And that was like bare bones, slim pickings. So we are just going to be a unicorn family this year. But the girls are actually happier about it, even though they love the dinosaur idea. The second they saw the unicorns, they were like, we have to do unicorns. So I was like, okay. So that's what we are. We're a unicorn family. Then, because we do family theme almost every year, Rachel decided to get rid of all our old costumes, which she's been storing, thinking that we'd need them for a rainy day costume party, which we never have. And not so yet. She put them up on Facebook for free. People were coming out of the woodwork, just like, give me your free costumes.
Precious.
Yeah. And Rachel's like, okay, so this is Coraline. This is from the movie Coraline. And the lady's like, never seen it. Give me everything you got.
Because they're reselling them for
and she
sure.
Flipped them. Yeah.
Probably. So Rachel's just like, this is all I have here. And she's like, that lady is not using the costumes. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, you got to just charge something for them, because otherwise you just get people that are like, it's free, I'll take it. And if I don't need it, I'll just throw it in the trash.
The attic, just like your lion painting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you would have charged $10 for this thing, nobody would have bought it.
Danny, do you ever do a Halloween costume?
Nah, I'm a grown man.
He dresses as himself.
Yeah. My wife said, well, what do you want to be for Halloween this year? I said, ideally nothing.
Yeah.
Ideally, I'd like to avoid wearing a costume if possible. But I don't know. I may change my mind after, of course, on News AF, we always like to cover the latest costumes, a sign of our times every year of what's going on. Now, it is hard to get various costumes, but maybe this might be one that might be easier to get than others. In fact, that it might be required that some people are getting this costume that we want to share with you, because a new costume is out, and it's being called the Sexy Vaccine Costume.
Anything could be a costume if you put sexy in front of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. Okay.
So basically, what is it? Just a nude bodysuit?
Wait, have you not seen it? Because you are basically describing.
I just see the picture of the girl right there. So
let me show you. Let me switch to the actual page. This comes to us from the fine costume makers over at Three Wishes, and here is the sexy vaccine costume.
So she's in like a latex.
I don't even understand what this is supposed to be.
It says the dress is supposed to represent the arm.
Oh, that's your arm? The girl is your arm.
The maker of the costume.
She has like a syringe sticking out of her head.
Going into her head. Okay. I thought like if you dressed as just the syringe, then that would be better. But
yeah.
And this is $55.95.
Or you can get it for four interest free payments of $13.99.
With zip.
The description here from Three Wishes says, love it or hate it. Have a little fun this Halloween in this sexy vaccine costume. This costume includes a nude, wet-look mini dress with a tank sleeves and a unique syringe-style headband.
You look like the victim of malpractice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks more like she's getting a brain injection.
Yeah, or they're taking brain out. There's a little bit of blood in it.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. But don't they usually, with vaccines, they suck some blood in and then push it in? I don't know.
No. That's not, I don't think that's,
I've seen that before though. In like a shot.
Yeah. That's heroin. Yeah. Is that heroin?
Yeah.
Wow. I think they just, is that what the doctor gave me?
Yeah. Yeah. So again, I don't think the vaccine looks like, whatever is, going into her head. I don't know what vaccine she's getting.
Yeah.
Use that syringe and create a sexy heroin Jerry costume or something.
Docs in the chat says, I choose to hate it.
Mm-hmm.
DePeat says, because you need wet arms to get vaxxed.
Yeah, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Also, that I would advise any young women who are listening to the podcast to maybe go with a different costume idea, because I feel like that you are going to find yourself in many conversations that you may not be interested in having at said Halloween party, with like, vaccine. Oh, don't even get me started. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but you can take either stance. You could be like, all you'd have to do is just take both sides. So like,
no, I'm with Rob. You don't want that discussion on Halloween night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can go a sexy billionaire spaceman. That's a little bit less contentious.
I was at a neighborhood party here.
Yeah. Where? Okay.
And it was during the election. And on the main street of our city, there was a huge Trump rally where just people came and were like flying flags and honk if you support Trump or whatever. I did not know that that was happening. And I was driving down the street and I was like, oh my gosh. And I was with Bergen and they had all these signs. Everybody's like in a frothy frenzy. And so I honk the horn just to like get out of my way and leave me alone and don't throw bricks through my windshield or whatever the plan is here. And then at the neighborhood party, one of our neighbors like, hey, I saw you driving through the Trump rally. That's really cool. And I was like, for the record, I did not go there for the rally. Okay. Just to be clear. And why did you honk? Cause I thought that was going to be the safest thing for me in the moment, was to just toot my horn and get out. And so.
Sounds to me like this costume's not meant for you, Tyson.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I mean, I'm not having those conversations costume. Because that's even then horn. Because I could have just been like, yeah, that rally was so much fun. But instead, I was like, I was trying to get to Chick-fil-A. And then that thing showed up. And then I wanted to get home. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter was like, what are all these people screaming and yelling about? And I was like, I don't know. Let's get home.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was a lot.
Danny, you mentioned another costume idea for this year. This is the sexy billionaire spaceman costume. Yes, a little more expensive.
because it comes with an accessory you will need as a billionaire spaceman.
Yes.
You know what that is?
The cowboy hat?
The cowboy hat, dude. You can't be in orbit, an orbital or whatever they go, just above orbit, 63 mile in the sky guy without the hat.
Why can't it be, instead of sexy like all of them are, what if we did douchey billionaire spaceman costume where then you got a giant forehead, like make it like a real Jeff Bezos costume.
Oh yeah. Like, cause of like a bald cap.
Cause most of these want to be sold on Amazon. And I'm guessing that a costume like that will be flagged by the AI.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
So, because,
I just think that like, nobody's buying this because nobody, like, are you going to a party and be like, oh, you're Jeff Bezos? No, you're not even recognizing that costume. You're like, oh, what are you, like a maze runner or something? I don't know what they wore those suits for. That old movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Not for anything.
American Gladiator.
Yeah. The Running Man. Yeah.
Running Man. Yeah.
Don't you think that the sexy billionaire spaceman costume should come with like a model of the phallus shaped spaceship?
Yeah, you just nailed. You know what? That is such a better costume. To be the spaceship itself would be
so hilarious. If the man is the spaceship and the woman is this, then that makes sense. As a couple's thing. But you can't go as just this because too many people are not going to understand.
Yeah.
It. And it's not one of those costumes where it's like, if you get it, you get it. And it's great. If not, then you're left out. Like when I was the hairy palmed blind man, that was funny because if you got it, you got it, and if you didn't, then you know what? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's just another one of the hot costumes over on threewishes.com. Not a sponsor. Yep.
Not a sponsor. We get nothing from them, and we hope that you purchase nothing from them.
Yeah, but I hope they keep coming out with more costumes.
Yeah, for sure. If there's a way that they can stay funded enough to keep inventing costumes without anybody buying them, I'm in support of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Danny, do they have any other topical costumes this year?
I really haven't seen that many. I mean, I saw the sexy vaccine, but other than that, it's been kind of a boring Halloween preseason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it really has. And like, there's been not as many Halloween stories. And like we went to Home Depot, who usually has all of the Halloween stuff where you, like, we love to take our girls to Home Depot because they have this whole Halloween thing where you get those front door ones where you push the button, like you step on the button the skeleton's like, rawr. And so we're like, hey, stand in front of this one, Bergen. And then I touch it. And it's a fun time had by me and maybe Rachel.
Yeah.
And this year, there was only one of those. Usually there's like 20 of them. And this year there was only one, and we showed up and guess what's already out? Christmas stuff. It's all Christmas in Home Depot because they could not get Halloween stuff. So they're just like, we'll just skip it and go to the next. Yeah. So Halloween,
Thanksgiving just gets trampled all over.
And it's one of your favorites except for the turkey.
Oh, did you just say Thanksgiving was one of my favorites?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that old school food that tasted yam. The only time of the year you'll actually see or hear about yam. It's such a dumb meal.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's talk about another Halloween story, and let's talk about a story about Halloween decorations, because there is a gentleman out there who is just on another level with his gory Halloween displays at his house. He is from Texas, and he has a gruesome Halloween displays copying the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and his displays are so gory that the police have been called, but he will not back down. Let's take a look at what this guy has going on at his house. How would you like to be this man's neighbor?
Oh my gosh.
My boys would think this was the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. I would go down five
or six levels as a dad. Be like, why don't we do something like this, dad? It has one mannequin on the roof with something in its head, and it appears to have dropped a safe on another person below. And there's just like their mangled head with blood splatter. It is quite gruesome. And he's got a blood fountain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of gory, gutsy blood and tons of red.
It's a blood blocked. Fountain, a wood chipper.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It's a wood chipper with a leg, prosthetic leg jammed in it. So it's just like lots of prosthetic body parts covered in blood all over. There's like a wheelbarrow of body parts. There's some tubs that look like they should have like, primordial ooze or something in it, but instead they just have blood and guts coming out. No,
they
out.
Have a face. You can see a skeletal face.
Oh, yeah, in it.
Blood.
Yeah, that's crazy. But it's like so over the top that
I love it. It's like just it a wood chipper.
Okay.
But so, also, like, let's say, Danny, that you are a murderer. Would be this be the perfect place to stash your body currently? Is just be like, I'll just drop the body. I'll just drop the body on this guy's front porch. Nobody will know until after Halloween when he cleans it up. It's like, oh, those, there's actually two real bodies in here.
It become one of those man dies on the subway stories. Like if man has a heart attack and dies on front lawn of Halloween display. No one notices until November 2nd.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The smell.
So the man's name is Steve Novak. He says this year has been rough for a lot of people. So I think we can agree that this is a project that is functioning as a pressure release valve. This is bringing some pressure relief to the masses.
Well, I don't know to the masses for sure for this guy, because he spent many, many hours setting that up. So for sure it was a pressure release for him where he's like, oh, I'm keeping my focus on figuring out how to make blood and guts.
Mm-hmm.
Corn syrup, it says. Red dyed corn syrup. That's a very sticky front yard.
Yeah. The ants are coming.
They're coming. Yeah,
I was also wondering about rain. Like, how does this display hold up against rain?
It probably looks gross, which is what he wants anyways.
This is an amazing display. One of the best Halloween displays I've ever seen. Dude, just because
he should be winning contests.
Yeah, the wood chipper with the blood fountain alone makes him a Halloween champion.
Yeah. And in case anybody was concerned, his blood geyser is environmentally friendly. He says it's all powered by a submersible water pump inside the kiddie pool, which leads back to the wood chipper fountain.
Oh, the wood chipper fountain is such a wonderful touch.
Wow. I was not expecting Danny to be so pro gory Halloween fountain display guy.
I think this is great. Like I said, my kids, if they would be so happy. We drive down towards this one house that usually every year does an amazing job. It's not gory, lots of skeletons, lots of animated things. My kids love it. This would be next level.
Mm-hmm.
They would really enjoy this. Right, they'd grow up real fast.
Danny,
you'd have to explain a lot of things to them.
I'd be like, hey, let's watch Fargo so you can understand the wood chipper. So we'd watch Fargo. Then we'd have to watch Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
Maybe Halloween, you know, the movie. So I'd have to educate them. That would take a while for them to truly appreciate the depths of this Halloween display.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, Danny, it's only like a 10-hour road trip, probably.
To Texas so the same from amount of, Utah?
How long?
This longer will take, than that? This will take a lot longer.
This will take like 25 hours.
Hey, wouldn't it be worth it?
It's probably a 10-hour drive for me. Where in Texas is it?
Hmm.
All it says is Texas, from what I can tell. Let's go.
Well, Texas is pretty big. One corner of Texas to the other corner of Texas.
It's basically pretty tiny. It's all accessible. Yeah.
Let's see. It is. He's from Dallas.
That gives us a general idea. Tyson, how long to Dallas from your house?
Oh, probably like, I would say like 15 hours.
Okay, get started. As soon as we end here, drive out there and give us a live, an Instagram live.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to go?
Go closest. Bathe in the chipper fountain. Just let it splash you in the face. Slow motion. Oh, I'd love that video.
Yeah. By the way, also Steve Novak has included his Venmo account information among the decorations if people want to contribute to next year's display. Danny is so into it. Maybe Danny wants to contribute.
Dude, I totally just guessed on how long it would take me to drive to Dallas from here.
Yeah.
Just a full guess. 15 and a half hours. Yeah. Well, I can do 15 and a half hours, no tolls, or I can do 16 and a quarter hours with some tolls. So which one do you think I should choose?
Well, how much is the toll?
To go slower? Yeah. I mean, the toll is 45 minutes slower. So, but you still think I should take the toll?
Okay. Even though it's slower? Yeah. Okay, well, don't pay to go slower.
Yeah. So I definitely get there in under 15
hours. By the way, who's calling the police on this guy?
Somebody who the probably second place in the helm decorating contest.
I've been looking for that detail and neighbors. Okay. So neighbors have been calling 911 instead of talking to him directly, probably because they're afraid. I mean, this is quite the intimidation tactic. If your neighbors have to walk past grisly murder scenes to talk to you at the front step, that's awesome because they're not going to do it. They're like, I'm just going to get the police involved.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, speaking of getting the police involved, let's check in with the story that we've been talking about before. And that would be the story of Pablo Escobar. And Pablo Escobar wants to he brought some hippos to Colombia in the 1980s for a private zoo.
Yes. Yeah, they've taken over the river. We've covered this story before.
Okay, yeah, but we've got an update.
Okay.
Okay, the update is that they have begun to sterilize the cocaine hippos.
How?
Darts laden with a contraceptive drug.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Darts.
So can't we just do that with humans too, like all over Florida or something?
No, Tyson. I thought that maybe what they were going to do is give each of the hippos a ultrasonic testicle bath.
Nut bath.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Instead, they're going to use a contraceptive drug.
Okay.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that was possible.
Gonacon. Not Gonagon.
Yeah.
Gonacon.
What a great name.
Gonacon. We can't use that in humans?
I mean, I guess you can.
Is it a one-time thing? Like they hit it once and then it's done?
Let's see.
You don't know enough about Gonacon. You could try Gonacon on a hippo, right? Because it's probably not that dangerous. On a human, what if it like has the opposite effect and all of a sudden it grows an extra set of testicles under your armpit or something? Like a hippo is a hippo. I feel like they can take a hit of Gonacon and not suffer serious side effects.
Mm-hmm. Jim in the chat is offended about my Florida joke.
He should be.
There are Florida men that need
Florida man.
You could be a man in Florida and not be Florida man. So you would be exempt from.
Okay. This. Please give News AF listeners have an exemption.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to address Krista Bell? Krista did
give a very nice super chat to the tune of $9.99.
We get $3.33.
Address the question. Sure. Rob, when will we be getting a postseason Brittany D'Angelo BB23 podcast? I don't think that we have any plans right now for a Brittany D'Angelo deep dive at this point. But
yes,
you never know, I guess.
You do never know. So what you got to do, Krista, is always stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Always stay tuned.
Listen to every single thing that Rob ever makes because you never know when Brittany could just show up randomly on a podcast unannounced.
And especially if she likes Survivor, that would really help the case.
Yeah.
Guess how many hippos are going to be invited to Gonacon?
It's not a convention, Danny.
It will be a convention.
Sterilized orgy.
They have to round them up and then shoot them all or inject them, or what are they doing? I was picturing a trank style gun.
They've only got 11 of them so far sterilized. There's still 69. Mm-hmm. There is. Nice. There's 69 left to go. That's the number. Okay. Yeah. That's a legit number. I didn't make that up. There's 80 hippos overall.
You got to get three doses, Tyson.
Whoever wrote this article was like, let's wait until there's 69 hippos left before we publish the article so we can use the number 69 in the article.
By the way, darts is what it says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shooting darts.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So how do you know if you got one? How do you know if one's already gotten gonaconed?
That's a good question.
Maybe it's like a paintball.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, they've got to be marking them somehow. Yeah. You don't want to give them too much Gonacon.
Maybe the tranquilizer gun also tags them at the same time.
With the GPS thing.
Yeah.
Or a flag. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe the next Halloween costume could be a sexy sterilized hippo, where there's a hippo costume.
I'd go with that. You
have, yeah, the dart sticking out.
I don't know what story you're going to tell next, but there is a costume, a very good costume, a very current, relevant costume coming up in one of these stories.
A very good, current, relevant costume coming up.
Maybe too fresh of a costume.
What is it, Danny?
Are we going to talk about the worst airline passenger? Because I feel like that would make a good costume. Wait,
yeah.
Luke McDowell asks if they have to hit the hippo in the nuts with the trank gun for it to like have effect. For
definitely
the
a bonus.
Effect, or does that just have to go in the bloodstream somewhere?
I mean, they need a sharpshooter for that. Okay.
To hire the sharpest shooters.
We want to talk about, we haven't talked about the worst airline passenger of the week. Honestly, there had been too many.
So many. And they've become increasingly more violent and not funny at all.
And not fun and not funny to talk about, but.
And scary. And it's like, I used to enjoy going on flights. It used to be even fun, like looking forward to traveling a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that has long since passed to the point where I despise going to the airport. I hate getting on an airplane.
You look at all your fellow passengers and wonder.
It used to be that Tyson just hated American Airlines. Now he hates the whole industry.
The whole industry. Yeah. The whole industry. And it's really like you get on and you sit there in your chair in first class, watching everyone pass.
Mm-hmm. Like, who's going to pee on me?
Yeah. Who's melting down? And you can tell because they get on. They're like, "Oh, I need this." And they're like, "You can't have that. It's too big." Well, I have to have it. Well, you can't. You got to put it up there. And then you're like, "That's the guy right there." Mm-hmm. But then you also know that probably two U.S. Marshals are on either side of him before the plane even takes off. They're just like, because there's undercover U.S. Marshals, right, that go on flights.
I bet they've severely reduced the number, which explains.
Oh, no, don't tell people that.
Which explains why this woman got away with this for so long. Yeah.
Okay. So there was a woman who on board a flight. Let me see if I can give you some of the details of the flight that she was on. She was on a, I'm sorry, I can't tell you what flight this was, but she got up, and usually the pilot will like disrupt you. You'll be like just dozing off, and the pilot will be like, all right, everybody, I got to tell you a little bit about our flight time today. No, this woman, she brought her own speaker and microphone to make an announcement to the people on board the flight. Let's listen in a little bit to what was going on here. Okay, can you hear what she's saying? I brought my microphone.
She tried to borrow theirs.
Yeah.
We need the airplane.
She brought her own PA system because she has a very important announcement to tell. By the way, this is a nighttime flight. Like, so people are like trying to go to sleep. People are being very disturbed, but this woman has an announcement that she wants to make on this flight.
This is perfect, thank you. We're set up great. If you don't think the pandemic started all because humans had lost a little bit of faith. It cost me.
And this woman, like, her body posture is just that she's like so proud of this TED talk that she's about to deliver of this. She's like, she's dressed up like in business attire. Like,
she looks great.
Yeah,
you have to look professional if you want people to believe your message.
Yeah.
I mean, Danny and I were on Mormon missions as 18-year-old children, 19-year-old children, but we looked so pro that people couldn't help but believe.
She looks great. She's got a microphone. She's holding it in her hand. And this is the costume I think you want. This is the I don't know what it should be named.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Hayden unauthorized in the chat pandemic says, lecture is what they have here at the Post. Unauthorized Hayden, pandemic lecture costume.
Hayden says to have her confidence, to have her power.
I know, right? To stand up in an airplane to bring that. Yeah. It's just, I don't have the balls to do that.
Yeah. Human's number one fear is public speaking. And this lady is a champion of public speaking.
While flying. She must have gone to Toastmasters.
Yeah.
Or taken a master class or something. Yeah. She doesn't even, she's like, and that's like, the worst type of public speaking is unannounced, unprepared. Like, people are not prepared to hear a lecture. And she's like, hey, everyone, I'm giving you a lecture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
let's hear more.
She also seems like very like taken aback. They're like, what, you're going to cuff me? You're going to cuff me? What?
Yeah.
What?
Why? How?
Yeah.
Says,
she's harmless.
I don't need to be cuffed, promise.
Well, what's that?
I said it's like when you walk past somebody with like a rabid dog who's just like snarling at you. And they're like, don't worry, it's nice. It's harmless. It's like, it does not look nice and harmless. And I'm horrified.
I don't need to be cuffed.
Yeah, that's I promise exactly you.
What someone who needs to be cuffed says.
Yeah, exactly. I'm completely harmless is someone who is not completely harmless says to you.
Yeah.
I promise you. Yeah.
You, like I said,
confidence.
The reason why the pandemic started was basically because the internet.
I think I'd stand up and say, listen, everyone.
I mean, I had wondered, like, how did the pandemic start? Because I don't think we ever got a clear answer on that. I think there's speculation of how it started, but I didn't realize it was because of the internet and everybody being on devices.
Well, I mean, it depends, because if it's the information of the new virus, then loosely you could blame it on the internet, but also
what if she's a modern day Cassandra, you know, the one who could prophesy the truth, but no one would believe her.
Yeah.
And like here she is on an or airplane. Like
Jesus telling us exactly, or Moses or any of the prophets.
Exactly what happened, you know, and she's like giving us the truth. This is what happened. It was all the devices that spread it, but nobody's going to listen to her.
So cursed. So is her closing remark, you'll rue the day and beg my forgiveness?
No, she says, as they're taking her away, they have that quote. Where is it? My dog has better sense than any of you.
better sense of smell, certainly.
In fact, my dog could be a better god for you people.
Wow. So many like great lines.
There are a lot of good lines.
I want to hear, I'm sure she's got a lot of online material.
Is she on Cameo?
Yeah, she's not bad to look at, she says.
If she's on Cameo, someone gift me a Cameo from her.
Mm-hmm.
She is, she's a confidence, just a perfect example.
Is she going to get Ken boned, though, at some point?
I think she just Ken boned herself.
She already got Ken, her first thing was getting Ken boned.
Well, I think that the minute you stand up there and you say the minute you say the reason for the pandemic, and then you follow up with the internet.
Yeah.
That's like not a good combo. Where you go from there doesn't matter, because everyone else is rolling their eyes.
Yeah. But she was very poised, and she seemed like that she was about to present an interesting case. But just the audacity to take a microphone and loudspeaker on a plane able to
get a sandwich board and go to a street corner in a busy city. Right. That's where you belong. That's
Set up shop in Penn Station. You don't need to do that on a plane.
People are paying for those seats too much, and they don't need to hear your message about how your dog is a better god and how the internet caused the pandemic, which, by the way, maybe you've got something we don't, but that no one's going to listen to you on a plane.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that her organization just buys her tickets randomly for her to get on planes and do this?
You know what? Honestly, that's a good point of maybe she's working for somebody, because I feel like that this will happen like on the subway.
Somebody just stands up and is like, I have a message for y'all.
And I have like this thing, and I'm also going to like pass around this hat for donations or something like that. Like that'll happen. Yeah. Or you'll be in a subway car and like a dance troupe will just like take over.
And then you have to pretend like they're sick. Rad dance, guys. Really rad dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I've been there before. And I don't even go on subways hardly ever in my life. And you get on a subway, and if there's more than like three people on the cart, you're like, oh, please don't let something weird happen. Mm-hmm. And then they all just come out like, hey, guys, we're not together, but we all know the same dance. Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I just got flash mobbed. Didn't you get a flash mob for a birthday once, Rob?
Yes. One time that did happen. Yes.
I got now invited to it.
Now you're going to get flash unauthorized pandemic lectures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Tyson, have you ever had cheesy eggs?
Yeah.
Have you ever ordered them in a restaurant?
Scrambled eggs with cheese?
Yeah.
I haven't, but if they like come in the restaurant like that, then I probably have eaten them, but I haven't ever been like, how do you like your eggs? Scrambled and cheesy. Mm. No, I don't ever say that. But
Danny, have you ever had that in a restaurant?
I've had cheese on my eggs.
Yeah.
Did the waitress ever pull a gun on you?
No.
Okay.
No, never. Well,
that's so if you just said dairy on dairy, would they know to put cheese on eggs?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Let me play the story for you. Let me play a news report. You're going to hear about a man named Candy Franklin who had a...
Wait, hold up.
Yes?
A man named Candy?
Yes.
Okay.
Might be a nickname. Okay. He had a harrowing experience at a Waffle House recently where the waitress did not really like his order at an Atlanta Waffle House.
Tonight, some frightening moments for a customer after he says that a waitress at a Waffle House pointed a gun at his head after a dispute over food. Atlanta police confirm that they're investigating the early Wednesday morning incident. Newshead reporter Eric Perry talked with that customer about the chaotic ordeal.
This customer tells me it happened at this Waffle House in downtown Atlanta, all starting over cheese eggs. He tells me the incident has left him scrambled.
Good.
Strong. Okay. That's good. That's good.
She'll blow my brains out.
Candy Franklin says an argument with a waitress over food sizzled out of control early Wednesday morning.
That's not, I don't have no cheeses. They got my cheeses wrong. First, they didn't bring them to me. Then they brought me some normal eggs. I said, well, I had cheese on. You know, I tipped them and everything. And it all was just a normal dispute over food. I would never in a million years think that it'd come to gun violence.
Franklin says it happened at the Marietta Street location in downtown Atlanta. He says a simple situation cracked out of control.
Like I said, I'm looking down at my food, trying to make sure it's right. And I see people just running, you know. So that's when I look up and she had the gun at me like this. Then I was like, you tripping. You ain't finna do nothing. And she caught it back. So I'm like, well, maybe she is finna do something.
This guy's very cavalier.
He thought she was bluffing, Tyson. But I guess so. I guess then once you see them cock the gun back,
that's when you're like, oh crap, because then they only have to pull the trigger. So was cheese eggs not on the menu? Was it a special item?
I'm not
trying to justify her behavior.
No, but what I'm saying is, and Danny will get this, and maybe Rob has a different instance of this, but when I was a professional cyclist, I was out riding my bike for hours on end and motorists would constantly cut you off. I've had drinks thrown at me. I've had people try to run me off the road. I've had people try to slap my butt as they're driving past. I've had friends get hit by cars who were trying to mess around with them. And when you finally catch a car that has slighted you, even if their offense is minor, you unleash all of the fury that is built up from all those instances where you did not get to confront the motorist, and it all adds up into like one huge firestorm. So like I had, So one time I had a car just slightly cut me off, not on purpose. And it was at a stop sign and we were really close to the stop sign and they wanted to get around me before the stop sign. But then like I rolled to the stop sign like half a second later. And then they turned right in front of me when I was on the shoulder, also going to go right. And I kind of like lifted my hands and they like slowed down. And then I punched a dent in their trunk and then they left.
Okay.
And, so is this like this lady, this waitress,
the final straw, the cheesy
the final straw after all the special orders she's dealt with throughout her entire life. And this was the one where she's like, I'm putting an end to this, right?
Yeah.
Now. Nobody is ordering off the menu for me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't really get her side of the story.
We don't get her side of the story. It says here at the end that Waffle House received a complaint that they're looking into. And that seems like they're trying to minimize what actually took place.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, this was like Pulp Fiction reenactment right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for instead of asking for money, I don't know what she wanted in return. Like if you take out a gun, usually there's a request. But it was just like she wanted
maybe
blood.
Eat the eggs as they are.
Yeah. Like, what did she say? It says here that his next comment after she pulled back the hammer was to say, now it's time for me to turn into Rambo and get out of here.
Turn into That's Rambo he and said. Get out of here.
That's what That's he what, said. And I wonder what did Rambo he run? Does.
And
yeah, Rambo would take out like a 12-inch bladed knife.
Yeah.
And now I'm fashion about to, some booby trap.
Yeah. Like I'm going to make like. Who's somebody that gets out of there?
How did this end? And what was her request after taking out the gun? There's so much I want to know.
Hmm.
Eat the eggs. Like, eat the damn eggs.
You're going to eat them.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And then, it, you know, SWAT shows up. It becomes a hostage situation.
I'd be like, check, please.
How does it end? How do you come back from that as the person with the gun? It's like, just kidding. It's cool. I'll get your check. How do you de-escalate that? I need more.
I don't know.
What does Candy say? Does Candy, is that us? Did we just listen to all
of that? Was Franklin's you were listening interview? To Candy. Man, yeah.
How do you get out of that? I think you just have to remain as calm as you
possibly
can. No, I get
that.
Can.
But how did it end? Like, how does a person who goes alive. All the way to pointing a gun at someone's head and cocking the hammer retreat from that moment?
Oh, right then they have to, you have to be calm. So Candy is calm. He sounds like he's playing it cool. Has to give the waitress time to reflect on the repercussions of her actions. And even though at that moment she's like, I've gone too far, I can't get out of it. Murdering somebody is a whole nother level.
Yeah. Or she thinks I've come this far.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Their initial thought is probably I've come this far. But if you give them time to be like, okay, chill, relax, slow. And then at a certain point, they'll be like, okay, well, I've lost my job. I'm definitely getting arrested, but I'm not serving life in prison.
Mm-hmm.
All over cheese eggs.
Man, they better have been good.
Eggs.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you say that because that's exactly what Candy said. He was quoted as saying she was like, she will blow my brains out. And he said, they must have some good eggs and cheese in there. It's never that serious.
Did he at least eat his order?
I think he left. I must left.
You know,
like
he said he said he'll never go back to Waffle House, but I don't think that's true. I think that over time wounds will heal. You know, the psychological damage will be smoothed over, and he will eventually go back to Waffle House.
I want to go to Waffle House right now. That sounds delicious. Careful, Tyson. Honestly,
okay, no special orders. Although he did say at the start of the story that he even tipped and everything, but I feel like that.
Why would you tip
would tip? After the food is delivered. So I don't know. That's the only thing that seems a little suspect.
I don't know how Waffle House orders. Do you go to the counter and pay?
And then you tip before you get the service?
Well, you know how all receipts now, no matter where you go now, there's like a tip thing. So like you do your self-checkout at Target.
Tip jar. Yeah.
Would you like to leave a tip on your receipt? It's like, and then it has like a checkbox.
Yeah.
For everything and for who. Yeah.
Okay.
So... yeah.
All right. One more story before we get to Danny's bolt hole. Apple announced a bunch of new wonderful products this week, but some people are wondering maybe if they might need this brand new invention from Apple. It's called the polishing cloth, and it costs $19.
Sounds cheap for Apple. I'm surprised they didn't do some subscription service, $5 a month.
Yeah.
For a new polishing cloth every month.
It's a cloth that you can use to polish and clean your Apple devices.
Oh, they mean like a microfiber cloth?
Yeah.
But because it has Apple stamp on it or whatever that is, $19. I get those free with every cheap thing, a tech thing I buy. Mm-hmm. Tripod comes with them. Screen protectors come with them. Yeah. Sunglasses come with it. I have like probably 500 of these I could sew into a blanket, a super comfortable blanket. Yeah. And still the combined price of all of them is less than $19. Yeah, a quilt. Yeah.
My mom has a quilting machine at her house. Let's go there and bring all of our microfiber cloths to create the sickest cleaning mechanism for all screens and sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Maybe this will finally bring me happiness. I feel like everyone just buys Apple products hoping to be happy. And it's like, mm-hmm. you this just have that one. Gut punch that you've spent too much for something. That's what I always get. Regrets.
Yes.
Yeah. So on this, you think I wouldn't have to lick my phone screen anymore?
Yeah. You wouldn't need to. And any like excess saliva, you could just like rub it right off with this.
Mm. Yeah. It's basically like cleaning your phone with the tongue of an angel.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to see a TikToker cleaning her teeth with this thing? And
that's smart.
Yeah. Oh, if you were super rich, you could use these to like clean your toilet or, you know, like use it for really offensive, you know, like, oh, look how much money I have. Like,
oh, this is what I use for tissues because I'm in the 1%.
Yeah.
$19 Apple polishing cloth.
Yeah. I use this as a cocktail napkin to.
It's just another Apple product that's going to, like I said, make you feel regret.
I'm actually going to get one and I'm going to wear it like a pocket square. And people will see like I have this in my lapel.
Yeah. Like, wow, better than your Fendi.
I would love to see that, Rob.
Your Fendi scarf or your Hermes.
Let me get my monogrammed.
Yeah. Thomas.
Oh, by the way, this cloth also supports their $6,000 Apple Pro display. So if you were like, could I use this on my overpriced display? Yes,
you can.
Okay.
But I think that cleaning a display larger than the cloth is kind of, a little bit annoying because like you're accidentally smudge it with your finger because the cloth isn't big enough to cover the whole hand.
Mm-hmm.
That thing better be as big as a beach towel.
Hey, no, here's like another Halloween costume. The Apple cleaning cloth, loincloth.
Line cloth.
The sexy Apple polishing cloth. That's what you could
be. You're very modest in the.
I don't want to be that.
Polishing cloth. Line cloth. Said,
look, you told me earlier that Halloween costumes aren't even available. So now I've got to go out and I have to brainstorm. I'm throwing out $1 million ideas for free to people who can't find any costumes. Here's another one. The Apple polishing cloth. The
well-priced Apple.
Yeah.
Rather than trade in your year-old computer for $74 to buy the new $3,000 computer, you could just wear your computer and be a computer for Halloween.
Yeah. Or maybe, you know, instead of like being like a boring old ghost in a sheet this Halloween, you could tell people that, no, actually, I am the Apple polishing cloth.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes.
It's really smart. So then you'd need your own sheet, or would you buy 100 Apple polishing cloths, sew them together, drape them over your head?
The polishing cloth, I don't think, is available until November. So it's going to be the Christmas gift, I think, of the year.
Yeah. So keep that idea for the Met Gala, because you could make an outfit out of these.
That's really smart, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Imagine Kim Kardashian just head to toe
covered in polishing cloths. And imagine taking it off and like you're the sheen on your skin.
Oh my gosh.
Walking around listening. In a polishing cloth.
Right. Because I bet it's like very like hot and sweaty at those things, but you would just be like, have such an absorbent attire.
Yeah. It's going to be really nice.
Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Yes, let's all digitally hold hands and wander down the yellow big brick of the bolt hole road.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah! Now, here's Danny Bryson with your weekly bolt hole.
They say now that we can nuke an incoming asteroid. I don't know why it made the news all last week. Like, it actually turns out that we could blow up a small or medium-sized asteroid with a nuke.
Science fiction been telling us that for the last decade?
Yes, that's what I thought, too. I'm like, how is this? This isn't news. Like, I've been assuming we were going to launch a nuke at a world-ending asteroid.
Yeah.
All that never, and now it's like, oh, actually it can be done.
Oh, that would be like a really great story if it was like, if it turned out that there was like a huge asteroid that was headed to the Earth, and the only thing that could stop it was if all the world's superpowers used all of their nukes to throw off the asteroid.
That would be quite a day.
I would sit outside and watch that fireworks.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can see all the nations be like, you have my ICBM, you have my nuke. You're like, wow, we're all in this together.
It'll be all fire. You watch it, and then you run down to the spunk bunker. We'd all be at Danny's house before any of the repercussions of blasting that.
Those electronic electromagnetic waves would probably knock out all of the, it'd fry every single circuit board, but we wouldn't have an asteroid coming down.
Maybe that would solve COVID. Maybe that lady was right. See, see, I told you.
Full circle.
Nobody listened to me. I said it was the internet.
Well, speaking of blowing up an asteroid, did you see that story about the lady who had a meteorite go through her house and land on the bed next to her?
No, that was expensive. I bet she's made a handsome fortune.
Yeah, now she's a millionaire like that guy in Thailand, but it landed on the bed. I was kind of interesting. Like your house, the roof of your house has enough layers to protect you from a meteorite to put it comfortably on the bed next to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's convenient. Is that intentional? Like are home builders making it so that it'll slow down a meteorite?
Yeah. It lands like right in the nice soft landing spot.
Did she have one of those old school Serta mattresses where they drop the bowling ball on one side?
Yeah, she didn't even wake up. What woke her up was the burning sensation on the side of her leg. That would be my worry. Okay, one, you blow up an asteroid, or two, a meteorite comes through your house. This is space material.
You think it's hot? I think it's cold. I think it's cold from all the wind, dude. It's got to be freezing.
Yeah, but coming through the atmosphere, all the air molecules igniting in front of it.
Sure, but then once you get through the atmosphere and then hit the air here, and I think that
you're right. Skydivers, wingsuiters, they don't.
Everybody's really cold. It's cold.
But a skydiver isn't going through the atmosphere,
but outside an airplane,
but they're going at terminal velocity.
Like if you were to sit outside an airplane,
is a meteorite hot or cold? According to Google,
when it lands.
Meteorites are cold, plummeting to the Earth, although the impact of the meteorite with the air and the atmosphere generates enough heat to vaporize the outside surface. The heat doesn't have enough time to reach inside the rock.
Okay, so as soon as it hits the ground, it's cold. So it vaporizes the exterior. Yeah, okay, that's exactly all the stuff that ran through my head when I was explaining to Danny that it was probably cold.
What I'm trying to say is if a meteorite came through my house or I found one, I would be a little hesitant to touch it because what if it's like uranium or, I don't know, some kind of radioactive material?
Yeah.
Or covered in like alien goo.
Well, I think you're already a superhero. So at that point, you may as well just like go for it.
That's not even what I wanted to talk about. That was just something that I saw earlier. I want to talk about a job opening. I don't know if it was a job that's no longer open, but I don't know if you guys knew this, but Christchurch had an official city wizard on the payroll for 20 years.
Yes. In New Zealand.
Yes. And did you see this, Rob?
I did see this story. Yes.
Yeah. And he was getting $16,000 a year, which isn't a ton, but really just to be a wizard.
US or New Zealand dollars?
They have it in US dollars. Okay. Oh, no, you're right. They have it. That's the same dollar sign. So only $11,000. That's not great to be a wizard and do wizard services around Christchurch. But, 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. And also if it's just supplemental income.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So the job, I don't know if they're looking for a new wizard. They had to fire him after he said some crazy things. Mm-hmm. But it made me wonder if you could really comb through, jobs. The fact that this one popped up, I bet you there's tons of people on tons of payrolls doing really weird things.
Yeah.
Like I could see, and this was what it got me thinking about, like hiring, a crystal manager, someone who manages the crystals for the CEO, or I bet you there's all sorts of strange job titles that you would never even think when you were going through college you would end up doing. Like this guy, he was a teacher. He had, he was a professor, but he ended up
a wizard.
As a wizard.
Well, I mean, when I was in college for a year and a half, I never thought I'd be where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, you're not on the payroll as a wizard. You don't go out and cast spells and do other weird things for the, city council.
Technically I am casting some pickleball spells, but yeah, I mean, I would define it as such.
But it's just surprising. Like these pop up, we see stories like this every now and then,
yeah.
But that just indicates that they're there. They're just under the surface, crazy jobs that you would never imagine that you would do when you set off on that journey that is life and you graduated college and you got your degree in engineering. And then somehow you ended up doing who knows what.
So do you think that this job was historic in a sense that they'd always had a wizard on the payroll there? And even at the point where they were like, and back in the day, this wizards were just like more in tune with science. And it was science was
yeah.
more unbeknownst to the masses. And oh, then
they always had a wizard.
Yeah. And then they come later and they're like, well, just for history's sake, let's keep the wizard, but he's got to be like, have a full education. And then they get this guy. And so it could be just like more of one of those positions. I don't know.
So he climbed up the wizard ladder.
Yeah.
So he was
a wizard of the University of New South Wales. And then he became the wizard of Christchurch. And I believe if I remember the article correctly, he even got offered like New Zealand wizard, but I think he turned that one down. Mm-hmm. And he got the job. He used to be a public speaker in a city square where he'd climb on top of a ladder in a long cloak and a pointed hat. And I don't know what he gave lectures about. Oh, philosophers. And yeah, that's kind of how he fell into the gig.
Yeah. I think a wizard is, especially in modern times, being a wizard is one of those jobs where it's just like, if you personally believe that you are a wizard, then you've got the job.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying confidence. Like the lady on the plane.
Yes. That's will get you the job.
Key mm-hmm. to, career success. Doesn't matter what you go
in
after.
Wizardry. Yes.
Wizard to pandemic lecturer.
Confidence.
As long as you have the confidence.
Yes.
Do you think that when he was, it Belief says that he himself. Got accosted early on when he was doing this stuff in the town square. Do you think that when they tried to take him away, he ever said, but I'm not bad to look at.
I think he said,
I feel like,
no, I think in that moment, if you're a wizard and you're in the town square and they're trying to drag you away, you say, remember me as a martyr. And at that point, stop and are like, okay, carry on with your wizardry. We don't need you to go down in the history books as the martyr for wizards mm-hmm. in Christchurch. Yeah.
He did spells, blessings, curses.
Curses. Oh, okay.
Curse the other townships, the surrounding townships.
Look, if I had a wizard who could do curses, I wouldn't mind having that guy on the payroll.
As a politician, that's what I mean. What if politicians, we don't know this, but they have like dark lords, you know, who try to curse their political enemies. I think
we do
enemies.
Know that they do have dark lords.
Yeah, but we don't know who that guy is. That's what I'm saying, that there's all these positions. The
all I'm
you know,
saying
being
is
held.
A lot of weird stuff happens to other politicians. I'm just saying.
Yeah, or politicians' oppositions.
You have like the dick pic fall guy who's mm-hmm. on your payroll. You know, you have that.
The fall guy.
Hack intern. Yeah,
I'm the intern.
Who allowed the hack to take place. I'm just saying there's a weird job descriptions out there. Wizards to all these other things. And these people are getting paid and then they just kind of pop up here and there. But there's probably more of them than we think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just be on the lookout. And if you ever find yourself, mm-hmm. if any of our listeners are in like a weird job position,
yeah.
I'd like to hear about it because I think it's fascinating.
And is RHAP looking for a wizard on the payroll
yes.
or just commission only?
We have Stephen Fishback and then like Coach called him the wizard, but I don't think he's like into any dark arts that I know of.
Do we want a dark wizard?
Those are the people that would be the most into the dark arts are the ones that you don't think are into the dark arts. Mm-hmm.
Because if they're good at being into the dark arts, that's the thing.
I feel like he probably has like a lot of old books.
Have you ever gotten on a call with him and he's actually been wearing quite a bit of eyeshadow? Sorry.
Or in the background, you see a book made of human skin with a pentagram on it.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. that's like a dead giveaway.
That's a pretty good sign. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great job once again, Danny. Danny, anything exciting coming up over on Mediocre Amateur?
Yeah, I'm putting out a video Thursday on YouTube. And then I, like I mentioned last week, I have so much material. It takes me usually around 2 weeks of video editing to put out a new video.
Yeah.
And that's like working on the video while also allowing my kids to take up all my time.
Yes.
It usually takes around 2 weeks.
You know, Danny, I've heard from a couple of people this week that they say that, well, we're mediocre amateur fans. And then we listen to News AF to hear Danny. And then we found Rob as a podcast through being Danny Bryson fans.
Oh, Danny. Good. Worlds colliding.
If is that true, Rob? Rob?
Yes.
That's nice. I like to hear that.
So they were Survivor fans that were unaware of RHAP, but were aware of Danny. Mm-hmm. Or did they even start watching Survivor?
I was talking to somebody the other day, Cameron, who happened to be a Survivor fan, but then is a mediocre amateur fan. And they got into like watching more Survivor because of listening to Danny on the podcast.
Wow. Good. This is like we have a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah,
sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to, why don't you get an intern, Danny?
Oh, another person I have to deal with. I'm trying to reduce that number of individuals. But
it could just be Nick, your Tuesday lunch date.
Yeah, but Nick's got his own thing going on.
Does he still? Like,
oh, yeah. The guy makes money off painting, which is always so surprising. Oh. But I mean, that's like artist. Almost like a town wizard.
Yeah, that's like money a off town painting. Wizard. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, think about pickleball. I think it's weird that Tyson makes money off of pickleball influencer or at least has arrangements that benefit him. In certain ways that's surprising. Like 5 years ago, none of those positions probably existed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here Tyson is traveling the US. Yeah. You're a pickleball wizard.
I am a pickleball wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going anywhere, soon for pickleball?
I'm going to Las Vegas this weekend to commentate.
Oh,
at a big pickleball tournament.
Best gig you can get, right? Just commenting on a hobby you enjoy.
Yeah. So I'm hoping it goes well. I don't know if they're ready for me because they've never had anybody like crack jokes and stuff during their broadcasts, but that's what I'm planning on doing.
Yeah.
And
you wear a suit and tie, or are you going to wear it like a pull up? Was it Marv Albert who dressed up in weird outfits? Who was the sportscaster?
No. I think Marv Albert
for something else.
Yeah.
But he also struck me as who was the guy that wore
Deion Sanders?
No, he was an announcer. A sports announcer. But anyway, Tyson should make his mark. Like
Jesse the Body Ventura?
Nope. What are you going to wear, Tyson? Is it going to be live? Is it going to be broadcasted?
Yeah, it's going to be live and broadcasted. And I'm going to probably just wear some cool Fila gear. I don't know if you saw my Fila jumpsuit that they sent me.
No way.
Collector's edition.
A jumpsuit?
Well, it's a tracksuit,
Yeah. So it's not one piece because I'm envisioning an awesome
long zipper like sexy billionaire space.
I do have some utility jumpers that I wear from time to time, but this is not that. But I will probably wear something like that. And so I'm doing that in Vegas.
I'm driving to Texas to go see that guy's lawn display.
To see the guy's lawn display. So that's like out of the way, but I'll figure out how to make it in one trip. And I just have my other podcast going on this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I cured myself of my vertigo that I've been having for a couple weeks.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
I had vertigo and I started Googling and my friend told me, my friend who's a PA, not a doctor, a physician assistant. And he said he sent me an article about a thing called the home Epley maneuver.
Yeah.
And the home Epley maneuver, I guess like they say like over 80% of vertigo cases are solved with this, which there's like crystals in the ear somewhere that sometimes break off and fall into like a spot that helps you keep your equilibrium, which then causes dizziness, et cetera. And if you like do these few movements with your head, it like pushes these little crystals back to a spot or gets them out of the canal where it makes you dizzy.
Wow.
Go on. Maneuvers, crystals. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So there's like ear crystals that help keep your equilibrium. But from time to time, if you do a jarring head movement or bang your head or something, they'll break off a little bit and then you'll suffer some vertigo. But then if you go through this routine of head movements, just like a couple times, even sometimes just once, it'll cure you completely. And it's called the Home Epley Maneuver. Cool. So if any of you are suffering from any dizziness or vertigo or have been for a little while, this is what your doctor is going to probably do first when you go into the office. So you can do it yourself at home.
Wow.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. Okay. So I was waking up, and when I sit up, I would be like, the room would spin. And then if I move my head in any direction quickly, the room would spin for a little while. So yeah.
Well, glad happy to hear you're doing better, Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel better. And I didn't ever feel bad. Like I was still able to do everything, but just like if I did any like real, like, head movements like jerky, then I would get a little dizzy. Mm-hmm.
So glad you can jerk now.
Yeah, I am too. Danny, I'm still open to go on an adventure whenever you want to go on an adventure that you think would suit me.
Ooh, that's going to be tough. Cater for Tyson.
Anything with water I'm good at.
Yeah, that's true.
I can hike. I just don't want to be somewhere where I could fall 1,000 feet to my death.
But those are my favorite places to be.
And
I still think we should do now that Rob lives so far away. I was always a fan of the mediocre or
Appalachian
AF adventure series. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go to North Carolina.
Yeah. What do they have?
Outdoorsy stuff here.
Yeah. There's lots of outdoorsy stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to wait for the planets to align.
Okay. All right. Well, great news.
What about you?
I just got all of the Survivor going on, talking about a new show on Netflix every single week on Nothing But Netflix.
Cool. What show are you talking about?
I talked about the Great British Bake Off this week.
Oh, my wife loves that show.
Yeah, very fun. Do love I loved that it. Show. It was good. Okay. Talked about Leprechaun 4: In Space. Danny might be into that on Rob McKeeney the podcast.
Leprechaun 4?
Yeah. I didn't know they made 4.
We've covered a Leprechaun movie every October for the last 4 years. So we're up to Leprechaun 4.
How many Leprechauns are there?
There are actually 6 Leprechaun movies starring Warwick Davis.
Okay.
That's crazy. 6.
Yeah. I thought this was the worst of the 4.
Yeah, but I bet the 5th and 6th recover on 5.
Well, Leprechaun 5 is not called Leprechaun 5. I think it's called Leprechaun, and he's in the hood.
Oh, Leprechaun in the hood.
Yeah. and then I think the one after that is called Leprechaun Back to the Hood. So it's almost like it's a sequel to Leprechaun in the Hood.
Man, I didn't know Warwick Davis did all of those.
Yeah.
They used to make movies of just about anything, it sounds like.
Yeah,
bless you, Tyson.
Sorry, yeah, that's going to be on the recording unless our...
I think we're fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, so just, just watching TV and talking about it.
So yeah. What's the next Netflix series you're going
to
watch?
I think a lot of people are pushing us to cover You.
Yeah, we're watching I'm watching the 3rd season. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's a little weird and creepy and crazy, but yeah.
It seems like it's like a Dexter for young adults.
Kind of, except for the...
Don't give away spoilers.
No spoilers.
The murderer has no redeeming qualities. It's not like Dexter where you're like, oh, he's killing bad people. It's just like, oh, this person can't control themselves and then they murder and cover it up and like skate through life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect Halloween show. I mean,
you'll get that after the first episode.
Yeah.
So it's not like a real spoiler.
I think I might just jump into season 3. I watched some YouTube videos of season 1 recap and season 2 recap, and I'll just jump into season 3.
Gosh, you're a pro. You know you have all the resources.
I got all the angles. and I'll watch it at 1.5 speed. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay.
Do you really get it, though, at 1.5 speed?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
But chipmunk voice and stuff, you don't get all the intonations, et cetera.
I get
subtleties of the voice intonation.
Look, I got to give up something, but, that's how I can, cover so much ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. It was fine. It's a fine show.
We'll see. I'm not 100% sure. There was a new Gwyneth Paltrow Goop show coming to Netflix this week.
I couldn't watch the whole first one.
Yeah, it's called Gwyneth Paltrow. And yeah, she's gone all in on solving everybody's sex problems.
Hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't get past the first episode either, but maybe I'll try.
Who do you think's better at sex, Gwyneth Paltrow or Sting?
Mm.
Oh, Sting is notorious.
That's what I'm saying. The only thing we know about Sting, though, is he's the one that tells us he's notorious. We don't have any.
I think his wife would also agree. It's like they bring each other to climax just by looking at each other's eyes. Why does it take so long, Danny? You want to revel in it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Sex, Love, and Goop coming to Netflix.
That's an unappealing name. Sex, Love, and Goop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how it always ends, right?
Yeah.
Terrible day. You've got an exciting couple weeks in front of you.
Yeah. Yes. So Gwyneth has got that going on. So we'll see if it makes the Netflix top 10. That's a little bit of a prerequisite for me. It's got to be in the Netflix top 10.
Okay. Unless it's some sleeper show. They have those.
Games. Oh yeah. If you could discover a sleeper show, that's like then becomes the number one Netflix show after being on Netflix for 7 years.
And everyone references you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We discovered it.
Yeah. Tyson, I heard they're taking your Survivor seasons off Netflix.
Heroes versus Villains?
Yeah.
And then what are they going to have on?
I think they're going to put on Fans versus Favorites. We'll see. Maybe they'll cycle in Blood versus Water soon.
As soon as Blood versus Water or Token Chains goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Or Winners at War, any of those will be a boost to whatever I got going. Probably.
I hope they don't put Survivor of the Amazon on there. I don't really want to get my mentions filled with a bunch of people watching a 20-year-old TV show.
Oh, that's true, dude. I still get people like messaging me and be like, "Was it fair how you acted on Token Chains?" I was like, "I'm fine with it." Yeah. How do you think your daughters are going to feel in the future if they watch that back? Because like, I hope they laugh, but if not, then. They lost their sense of humor.
Then I've raised them wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
I just say, I hope my wife doesn't watch it because she really does not enjoy that show.
When you oogle over women on the other tribe, even though you didn't even, did you? Oh, you knew Nicole then, but you weren't dating.
We weren't dating. We weren't like together or anything.
She was your sister's friend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The true love story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the great ones. All right.
It really is.
Thank you so much for watching us. We'll be back next Tuesday with more News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.